It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phones. A ton to get to today as Jeffrey Lurie spoke yesterday at the owners' meetings. Elliott Shore Parks at 12. A daily mock. Phillies continue their series tonight against the Colorado Rockies. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I didn't want to tell y'all like this, but I think today is probably my last day working on the air because...
You know, yesterday was April Fool's, by the way.
Well, no, because yesterday, Joe and Kyle, I realized my dream.
Oh, boy.
Of being a NASCAR driver. I went to the Urban Youth Racing School yesterday.
Did you?
Yes.
How'd that go?
I got in the simulator, and I drove an F1 car.
How'd you do?
And they told me that I'm pretty good. So now... I'm about to take my talents to NASCAR. Now, there's some things that I have to work. First, I got to get sponsors. I'm going to need probably.
Oh, here we go. Now he's going to use the show today for sponsors.
Yeah, this is my last day.
I got you.
I need sponsors. Mm-hmm. I need roughly about $10 million to get it. I need to get the car made.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I need a car. I need some sponsors to help keep it going.
Okay.
And I need a couple cars.
Yeah, if you need $10 million, I expect to see you here tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
If that's all you need.
But no, I want to give a shout out to the Urban Youth Racing League, man, because Racing School, because yesterday, I like the simulator. It simulates you in an F1 car.
Mm-hmm.
And it does everything that the car does when you're driving and everything. Man, I tell you.
It sounds like fun.
It was a day to be had, Joe, and... They told me I can come back at any time that I want to. I told them, y'all told the wrong person.
See you tomorrow, same time.
No, but it was fun, man. You need to check it out, man. It's off of 16th Street. It's right across from, what's the school right there on 16th? Like Harrisburg University.
Okay.
It's like right there, Harrisburg.
It sounds cool.
It was really cool, man. I had a ball, man. Got to drive the cars, learn about NASCAR and stuff like that. It was a great day.
Well, it might be inevitable that Hugh Douglas is leaving. Unfortunately, I think something else is inevitable here, and that is the tush push is going to be gone.
Now, they don't sound good.
We got a lot to talk about today, but yesterday was kind of the end of the owners' meetings, right? Jeff Lurie spoke. We'll hear from him a lot on our show today and what he had to say yesterday. But Hugh, yesterday, when our show ended, I got a chance to hear a little bit of Rich McKay from the competition committee and Roger Goodell. And we're going to play both of those guys for you in the first hour of the show. But you know what hit me?
What hit you?
What hit me yesterday is that the NFL is absolutely screwing the Eagles. And they are rigging this thing to ban the tush push, not soon, but now. Yesterday.
But not soon, but real soon.
Real soon. They could have voted yesterday. And yes. We all know what would have happened. They wouldn't have had the votes. It would have been somewhere near split. They wouldn't have had the votes. It said they tabled this thing to next month because they're trying to convince the teams that are on the fence to vote against the Eagles. I fully believe now. Like, my gut feeling now is the tush push is gone. That we're not going to have it for 2025. We'll never have it again. Because Goodell and the owners want this out. Let's hear from Roger Goodell yesterday with the nonsense about the injury stuff. I mean, it's total nonsense.
And I like the preemptive strike.
When the commissioner is speaking
nonsense,
you know that we're in trouble here. Here's Goodell yesterday.
I think there are safety issues are being considered in that case. We have very little data from it, but it's beyond data. There's also, there's the mechanism of injury that we study, that type of thing, that leads us to show the risk involved with a particular player, particular tackle.
See, this is, again, and I said this yesterday, and I say it again, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Mm. This is where being a grown-up sucks. It really, really does, because you want to walk up to Roger Goodell's face and look him dead in the eye and say, tell me the truth.
Yep.
About what this is really about. Because you're echoing the sentiments of a lot of other people that when they were asked the same question, didn't have anything to back it up with.
No data.
None. But all y'all got in the room, and because you're trying to push this agenda, you don't have anything else to say but what everybody else is saying.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not a safe play. Well, we don't know if it's not safe for sure, but we're trying to get ahead of this. That's the same thing that Sean McVay said. That's the same thing the Green Bay Packers said. So I woke up this morning when I saw that, I was like, yeah, this don't feel good. And that's why the Eagles are upset, because it's not about safety. This feels more personal.
Yeah.
I can handle if you don't like a person. I can handle that. Or if you say, hey, I just think the play is unfair because you're the only team that do it. Okay, that's a different conversation. That's truth. I can handle that. But when you start sitting back, making up stuff, man, just to try to push your narrative and then couch the vote in order to get other people's sway, this is another thing that I wonder. What are you guaranteeing to billionaires that are allowing them to push this back to what, May?
Next month. That's May.
Yeah, I had to make sure.
Yeah, it is. It's officially April. It's April 2nd.
We get to talk and forget what money it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of those things that what are you guaranteeing or offering that you couch this and now we're going to push it back and hopefully we get the votes that we want to push it through or get rid of it,
well,
I should say.
I don't know. It's cowardly, though. I mean, yesterday, this week was for rule changes. This is when they discuss things and they vote on things. And I fully believe that if they voted yesterday, the tush push would have stayed. And they know that. And that's why they pushed this vote back, because they want to convince the teams on the fence to vote against the Eagles. This is a push against the Eagles. They're screwing them. And the fact that they keep saying, well, there's no data, but. No, there's no but. If there's no data, there's no data. If there's no injury risk, there's no injury risk. So far, with 4 years of plays in the NFL where the Eagles run this, I was reading a story yesterday. Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, said that Howie asked for the data in the meeting, and the doctor was like, well, there's not been an injury, but when there is one, it could be bad. I could say that about every play in the NFL. Well, no one got hurt on this play, but when they do, watch out. That's football. This thing is gone, and I've accepted it here. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling. Is the tush push gone? Hugh, where are you today? So I think it's gone.
I'm remaining hopeful.
Oh, I think it's gone.
Hopeful
Hugh has arrived.
Here's the thing, though, Joe. And I'm going to remain optimistic until I can't. But here's the thing. I feel like there's not going to be enough votes to change the way the outcome already is. I think they might get a couple. They might swing a couple people, because the last time we checked, it was even, dead even.
16-16.
You need 9 to pass it, or you need 9 for it to stay, right?
Well, you need 24 to get rid of it. So
yeah, that's math.
Yeah, so they would need 9 more on the side of banning the tush push. Yeah, 9 more.
So I don't think they're going to get the 9 that they need. I don't think so.
Well, I guess they need 8 more. They
well, 24. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Matt,
we try to do some math here. Bottom line is they shelved this for a month to try to convince people.
Damn math problems.
Yeah, it's not great.
He's messing up a good take all the time.
Can we hear from Jeffrey Lurie, who got up there yesterday, and good job by the owner of the Eagles, and tried to push back on some of the nonsense spewed by Rich McKay, spewed by Sean McVay, by McDermott, by all these guys there, including Roger Goodell. Here's Lurie yesterday talking about the injury risk here, or apparent injury risk of the tush push.
It's ironic that, you know, people would bring up health and safety. We're at the top of the game in terms of wanting health and safety on every play. We voted for hip drop tackle and defenseless receiver. We will always, always support what is safer for the players. It's a no-brainer. If this is proven to be less safe for the players, we will be against the tush push. But until that's the case, to me, there'd be no reason to ban this play.
Say what you really want to say.
A grown-up about it.
He was being a grown-up.
But he pushed back. Like, yeah, this is crazy.
He did. And he's right, because they have been at the forefront of being safe.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is about something else, man. And that's the irritating thing about it, is because it's about something else. And, you know, you sit there and you talk about being forthcoming and transparent in these meetings and all this other stuff. But you could tell some of the coaches that when they talked about it, you could tell there was some underlying stuff that you really didn't want to share with anybody. I'll go back to Sean McVay. And yesterday, I'm not a hater. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. The fact that you went in the hallway and was having heated conversations about it. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't I hear how he got up? Like somebody said something about it being a play that you can get injured and he asked for the data?
Yeah.
Something like that?
The NFL's his name is Sills, Dr. Sills.
Dr. Sills.
Dr. Sills got up and tried to say this is a dangerous play. And Howie said, what's the data? Give me the information. And he said, well, there's none, but if someone gets hurt, it could be bad.
See, and that's, for you to be a doctor and you to say that is, I would have been like, doc, that's stupid.
Well, imagine if you were at the doctor and the doctor said you shouldn't do this, you'd get sick, and you said, oh, that happens a lot to people, and they said, well, that's never happened, but it could happen.
I would look at my doctor and be like, hey, doc, I appreciate what you've done to me thus far, but I'm going to find me a new doctor.
Yeah.
Because you got to show me. You know, I'm from Missouri, the show me state. Like, for you to sit there, like, this is the problem, a big problem that I have. Everybody's talking about the injuries, but nobody's bringing facts to the table.
Because no one's been injured on the play.
Nobody's bringing nothing to the table tangible that makes me want to look at this in a different way. And that's the problem. You're just talking about what you think's going to happen. Well, hell, I can tell you what's going to happen for a fact, that if you play football long enough, you're going to have arthritis. You're going to have bad knees. That's a fact. I mean, but that's what we all sign up for. This play right here has not shown to be injurious to anybody except for what Chris Jones, when he tried to do something stupid and he got hurt. That's about it.
Yep.
That's it. So, yeah, this does feel personal. This does feel personal.
Well, it absolutely does. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling right now as the NFL has tabled this for a month. Do you think the Tush Push is going to get banned for this coming season? I do. I mean, if they voted yesterday, I fully believe they wouldn't have had the votes. But now that they have, like, there's a month now to where Goodell and the owners can kind of congregate and push the people that are on the fence or rewrite their proposal. Because they could do that, too. They could rewrite the proposal. Because I did see a quote from Jim Harbaugh saying, it's kind of worded weird. He didn't like the wording. He didn't say he was fully against it. He just didn't love the wording. So there may be half the people in the room that are like, well, this is confusing. If you fix it, maybe I'll vote for it. I think this thing is gone. I think we've seen the end of the Tush Push. It is a joke. 215-592-9494 to weigh in here. I think the NFL is screwing the Philadelphia Eagles. Kyle, where do you come down? Gut feeling here, is the Tush Push gone?
Oh, it's so gone. Kiss the baby. The writing's on the wall. This is the Eagles right now versus everybody else. Yep. I don't care what these coaches go out to the podium and say. It's not really the coaches that are voting on it. It's the owners. And you know that the owners can just very easily say to these coaches, especially the, you know, the young coaches like a Kellen Moore, who should be on the Eagles' side. That owner's like, well, like, I just hired you. We're voting against the Tush Push. Yep. I'm sorry. Like, it's not up to you. And it just feels like a losing battle. The NFL right now is doing the equivalent of long-talking their way to get their result in May. This tabling of the discussion was terrible news for the Eagles and the Tush Push. They only tabled it because they knew that if they voted, they weren't going to get enough votes to ban this thing. So they're sitting back. They're going to rewrite the dumb wording on this thing, I guess, to appease everybody so that by the time in May they vote on it, it's out of here. I'm basically operating under the assumption that next season we're not having the Tush Push in here. And I think that if you still think it's staying, you're doing a little bit of coping.
I think it's coping. I think it's head in the sand. I think we have hopeful hue, all that stuff. 215-592-9494. The worst part yesterday was Goodell. Because if the commissioner is on that side, right? You know, people always like, you're on one side or the other. It feels to me like he's on the side of banning this thing.
Yeah,
it's eventually, and
that's
maybe, exactly.
That's what it felt like yesterday. When he said it, it's like, oh, heck, they got him. What Spike and those guys called the worm?
Yeah.
They got the worm.
Well, because it wasn't like he was down the middle. He sounded anti-Tush Push.
Yeah, he did. He sounded like he had, what they say, the worm. He had the worm.
Yeah, he's got the owner worm there. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in here. We're live on YouTube, by the way. You can stream us live Monday through Friday, 6A to 6B. So hop in on YouTube, watch us there, or, of course, listen any way you like to on your app or on 94WIP. Chris in Middletown starts us off as we talk about gut feeling here on the Tush Push. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day!
Happy hump day, Chris. What's up, buddy?
We're going to need to rename this day Happy Nonsense Day First of all, Hugh starts us off with a lot of nonsense about talking about being a race car driver.
I got it in my blood, man. Racing's in my blood.
I have a quick question about that.
You can have it all you want in your blood, my big man. There ain't no way. You better start running to work from Delaware to Philadelphia, front and back, if you want to be a race car driver. Do you see as many put drivers your size
basically,
out
just
there,
say it. I ain't going to be able to put all this ass in that car.
Well, that was my question. Are you too big to be a race car driver?
Well, I've been in a race car.
There's a size requirement for jockeys.
Definitely,
you're too big to be a jockey.
Definitely not getting in an F1 car.
Okay.
Definitely not getting
what
in
What about
one
a standard
and
you, NASCAR?
Now,
car.
I could get in a standard NASCAR. They'll probably have to, you know, make it a little bit bigger inside the chassis, a little bit bigger.
But that's not standard.
Not the chassis, but, you know, it's like it'll be a little bit bigger.
Okay.
But once I start driving, I'm going to drop some weight. Now, like the height thing, can't do nothing about that.
But you're not that tall.
Yeah, but I'm taller than most of the drivers.
Yeah, but you're shrimp.
Have you ever seen Jimmy Johnson and Brad Keselowski?
Yeah, we're talking about the wrong Tush right now, guys.
Yeah, Tush Push.
Yes, sorry.
You're going to need to lose like half your strength.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to drop about what? 100, 200 pounds?
Tush Push.
No, about
100 pounds.
Probably about 150 pounds.
Okay. All right, Chris, is the Tush Push gone?
The Tush Push is gone. But you know what? Jeff Lurie, attaboy. Call them up. Now call them weasels out on the weasel ways. That's our owner right there. Good for him. You know what I mean? He knows it's coming. He knows he's about to get it. But you know what he's saying? He's like, I'm going to call you up before you do this. Guys, they're going to ban it. Brad Goodell just spoke, you know, some total nonsense came out of his mouth. You know, the NFL could care less about player safety. And the fact that they try to spin this narrative is just a joke to me. Monday night games became also Thursday night games, and players on shorter weeks that made injuries go through the roof, but he's all about player safety. We're at a 17-game regular season. We're going to 18 games, but he cares about player safety. Do we have to talk about the whole CTE thing and how that came about and all that nonsense? This guy could care less about player safety, and that's what just infuriates me. It just it's like they come out and they just troll you by saying just total nonsense, which is all it is. And you know what? You people that started this ridiculousness, I see you out there, Snake McDermott and Mutt on the LaFleur, and then, you know, Sean McVay's still looking for that photographer, because somebody's got some pictures on some of these cats, because this stuff is just pure and total nonsense. I know it's going to get banned, but you know what? All they've done is give me, as a fan, another game to get hyped for. It's no longer just Dallas who sucks, because Dallas is not fun to kick anymore because they stink so bad. Now I get to get up for the Green Bay game. I get to get up for the Buffalo games anytime we're playing these guys. Now you gave me a little extra vitriol for my voice. And it's about to come this season.
Well, you know what? I like that. At least we'll get that out of it. But you're totally right. This whole thing, and it is hypocrisy, and good call, Chris. It's hypocrisy from Goodell. To push an 18-game season, to have extra minutes of overtime. If they passed the rule yesterday to have both teams get a possession in overtime. Think about that for a second. They're going to have games next season where teams play almost five full quarters and then go on a short week and play a Thursday game, but we're worried about player safety on a play that's run three times a game. The hypocrisy is insane. Like, what are you talking about?
Did Chris bore you there, Hugh?
No.
You're right?
No, listen, man. I mean, I just had a yawn. I turned my mic off, but I guess it picked up.
We're on YouTube. Everyone sees the yawn.
No, but they didn't see me yawn.
Yeah, but you could hear it.
Because it wasn't a split screen.
I don't think it was split screen.
I don't know.
I have it.
You have it? Yeah. Can we hear it?
Yeah.
We're at a 17-game regular season. We're going to 18 games, but he cares about player safety.
That sounds so bad.
Dude, I knew.
You're yawning on the first call of the day?
No, listen.
That's an indictment on Chris, man. Yeah. Chris, you gotta bring more
yawning.
Heat than that.
I wasn't yawning because of you, man.
Oh, don't lie.
No, full disclosure.
Don't be a Goodell. You're being a Goodell now.
I checked out at me.
You're in front of the microphone telling lies.
No, I did check out. Ever since I found out.
Yeah, here we go. Excuse making.
I'm not making excuse. But ever since I found out, you know, Spike tried to, you know, like preemptive strike me with the push-up thing.
Have you been working out?
I've been getting up in the morning. I get up in the morning doing, so I'm a little, you know, I'm a little tired.
I do
100 at night.
Hold on.
Do 100 in the morning.
Hold on.
Do my sit-ups. Got my little sit-up bar.
Our show starts at 10 a.m. And you're tired.
No, I get up at like 5:30.
Yeah, I do too. But
and then I do my little push-ups. I do my push-ups and my sit-ups. Because when he does come at me like that, I'm gonna be ready. Be ready.
So this is Spike's fault?
No, it's not his fault. I'm just saying.
Well, whose fault?
Spikes.
We're at a 17-game regular season. We're going to 18 games, but he cares about player safety. Do we have to talk about the whole team?
Chris, I'm sorry, dog. It wasn't you. Been doing these push-ups, man. And that's why I was about to say it this morning. I don't think Spike doing 200 push-ups, man.
You did say you weren't going to say this on the air. And we were 20 minutes in, and you just said it.
I need to do better.
Yeah.
Need to do better. I don't believe that, man. I need to figure out how you're doing this. Because, listen, I'm doing mine, and, you know, I'm cranking them out. I'm like, man, my chest feel all full.
Sounds like you're worn out.
My boobies all feeling all tight and whatnot. My arms feeling all pump. I'm like, dog, that's only been from the last couple days.
Uh-oh, a brand new Hugh coming up.
I'm just saying. Hey, listen, when I start coming on this YouTube channel wearing tank tops.
Shredding season has arrived, everybody.
Be on this thing wearing tank tops. You ain't going to be able to tell me nothing with all this gray hair on my chest. No, I'm probably going to shave that off. Ain't nobody trying to see all that gray.
Oh, boy, this is
But still.
This is not good.
Man, every day, 100 at night and 100 in the morning, be like cranking them things out.
Boom.
That's it.
50 a pop, or you going 100 straight?
Well, you know what? I've been doing 25.
25.
Just to get it. But, you know, 25 ain't that hard. Like, for a cat that ain't been doing them in years,
sure, yeah.
25 ain't bad. So by next week, I'm going to crank it up to 50.
Wow.
50 of them things. Then it's going to be 200 push-ups at night in the morning.
And then it's on.
Then it's on.
And then it is. All right, 215-592.
Start running around here with house shoes on and tank top. Y'all gonna be calling me Debo.
215-592-9494. Please don't make Hugh yawn. He'll blame it on Spike. All right. Your phone calls, gut feeling here. Is the tush push gone? I think this thing is. I have resigned myself to the fact that they're screwing the Philadelphia Eagles, that the owners are going to collectively get together over the next month and say, screw the Eagles, we're voting against this thing. I think the tush-push is gone like immediately. I don't think we're going to have it ever again. Where do you come down? What's your gut feeling on this? We'll get to the truth behind this ban. You got to hear what Rich McKay said, because he tried to spin nonsense, and then I think he caught himself and told some truth, and we're going to expose Rich McKay next. 215-592-9494, plus Lurie's response. And we have a pair of tickets to give away to Phillies Rockies tomorrow afternoon, all coming up next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.